Audio Mode Day 2. This is the Boss Jock Report. Checking in on June 2nd, 2015. Having fun so far with this month of hashtag AudioMo. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? Once again, we covered a little iOS processing talk yesterday. Same setup today, using a foam mic screen on the bottom of the iPhone 6. This time I'm sitting on the floor near the carpet. To see if that made things a little bit quieter here in my room. Thought we'd talk about mobile recording, recording in the field, something like that. And also, Pittsburgh. We're going to talk about Pittsburgh. All right, so two boss jocks here, Dave and Ed. I'm Dave. And Ed is currently in Brooklyn, New York. We're both, our home base that we share together is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How about that? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm actually from the D.C. area, but I've been here since about 96. But Ed is a native to Pittsburgh. He's hanging out in NYC now. I'm a Pittsburgh transplant, starting originally in the Silver Spring, Maryland, DC area. But I came here for college in 96, and I'm still here. So, Boss Jock is based in Pittsburgh and NYC. And on the internet, there's strong Pittsburgh connections here. And both Ed and I used to work for the company Libsyn, which is also a Pittsburgh-based company. A lot of fun stuff here in Pittsburgh. There's Carnegie Mellon University. I didn't go there. I went to Pitt, University of Pittsburgh. What you're hearing is the sound of a calliope from a Pittsburgh institution called Kennywood Park. And I don't know, it was the year 2000 and something. Maybe it was 1999. I was working in sound design for a play production. And the play was set in Kennywood. One of the things I got to do was I got to go to Kennywood Park and bring all my recording gear to try to capture the sights and the sounds, mostly the sounds of Kennywood Amusement Park. And Kennywood's an old previously family-run park with tons of really old roller coasters. And Pittsburgh's a very hilly city. Hills and dales and crazy topography, lots of rivers, lots of bridges. So Kennywood is no exception. The roller coasters, the old roller coasters like the Racer, the Jackrabbit, they sort of cruise the terrain, the hills of Kennywood Park. And the coasters are nicely integrated into the hills and the valleys. So I dragged all my equipment out there. And at the time, in whatever year this was, 90-something or 2000, who knows, it doesn't matter. The equipment consisted of a Mackie 1202, a 1202 VLZ, a little mixer. None of this stuff was really portable. It was like a mini mixer, but it was you had to plug it in. And I think I had, borrowed my friend's Steinheiser condenser microphone. Also had a couple of what's known as pressure zone microphones from Radio Shack, PZMs. and I had to bring this big mini disc deck. I didn't even have, because they were really expensive. The portable mini disc recorders were awesome, but they were pricey. They were just outside of my price range when I was in my early 20s or whatever it was. So I had this stereo-sized standard, you know, like a tape deck size, tape deck. Who knows what tape decks are anymore? I don't know. It was a full-size mini disc recorder. So I had to lug that, a bunch of power strips, extension cables, a Mackie mixer, which they still sell today. I mean, those 1202s, those Mackies, they pretty much not that much changes with the Mackie mixers. Many people use these Behringer mixers now because they're priced incredibly competitively. But you can obviously see where the inspiration came from, the original teeny little Mackie mixer that people fell in love with. So I dragged all this stuff out to Kennywood Park, and I had extension cords plugging in wherever I could plug in, and I got to stand and record roller coasters like the Thunderbolt and the Calliope that you're hearing right now. This is a Calliope Wurlitzer machine, steam operated, in the center of the Kennywood Carousel. I think I just stuck a couple of PZMs, which are these, they're funny microphones. They're flat, it's a piece of metal, and then there's a little mic attached to it. It kind of looks like a plant or something. These are square, and the idea is the sound reflects off of the square, and then the mic picks it up. Pressure zone microphone. So this was the pressure zone microphones. Two pressure zone mics on a classic Calliope in a carousel in Kennywood in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I didn't get to ride any rides that day. I was stuck in the hot engine room of the carousel. But you know what? That's the kind of guy I am. I like to be behind the scenes anyway. You know what I mean? I like to see the inner workings of things. I'm sure I share that with a lot of you out there. But now I'm stuck. I think I got all these really great sounds at the park. Roller coasters, kids laughing, people screaming. They're all on these mini discs, so I have all these mini discs. And all I have now is a portable mini disc player. I'm not even sure that it works anymore. Plus, I wouldn't want to just, take the headphone out of the mini disc player and plug it into something else. I want to do a nice digital transfer, but you know what? I'm sitting on boxes of mini discs, and you know what? I never labeled them either. So it's funny when you hear people talk about formats and things like that, and how in the movie industry, for example, what they'll do is they'll pack away archival tapes, but then they'll put the whatever format it's in, because sometimes it's film, but sometimes it's video, sometimes it's something weird digital. They'll put a player in there with the tapes because you never know when somebody's going to want to access it, and they're going to pull these tapes out and say, holy moly, where do we get a Betamax player? Where do we get some rare format that was only out for a short period of time? And here I am, suffering the same fate with the mini discs. Tons of mini discs. No player, no good way to capture the pristine mini disc quality. Only one other guy in Pittsburgh I knew at the time that had a mini disc player. I know they were big in the UK, but here in the US, only the true audio nerds had the mini disc recorders. And I'm a nerd. All right, so that's it for today. Taking us out is the marvelous Freaky Foof Old School Game Loop. Please, you can find us Boss Jock app on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Audio Boom with an M at the end. Give us a shout out. Want to tell us what we can do to improve Boss Jock? You want to send us a recording? Send a snappy little request to your top feature? We could do something like that. We could do a show where we just play people's top requests for the app. or not. Just say hi. Plug your show. That's it. Thanks for listening. Audio Mode, day two. What a fun month this is gonna be. Bye-bye.